Coffee Talk is going to be right now, as I have an in-studio guest. Super excited to welcome Ethan Schuff here in the studio. He's all queued up with his guitar, and he's ready to share some music with you. Good morning, Ethan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for adjusting your schedule and getting into up and into studio with me. I really appreciate it. Yeah, that's so cool. I can't believe that the first time I heard you was, what, last week, the week before?
Yeah, I think it was last... It would have been last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Harbor Rail. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just so crazy that this much talent is sitting there and I haven't tapped into it yet. So I'm taking full advantage of it this morning. So
well, I appreciate that.
That's so amazing. Yeah. So you're here. You're from Two Harbors, or not? You're in Two Harbors.
So I'm actually living in Duluth now.
Oh, you are.
Yeah. So I'm from southern Minnesota originally. I'm from New Ulm.
Okay, yep.
There, if you know where that is. So.
Yes, I do.
But I went to school at UMD for 4 years, graduated now back in May, and I'm working up here and doing music pretty much. So, yeah.
Doing music pretty much.
Yeah.
You're living the dream. Yeah. You are living the dream. Don't cut yourself short. That's amazing. Yes. And you do a little mix of cover songs, and you do write your own.
I do, yeah. So the covers are definitely more, you know, when I'm playing bar gigs and stuff.
Right.
You want to play what people want to hear. And it's fun. You know, there's tons of covers I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm really serious about writing my own stuff. I really want to get that going somewhere in a good direction. And so I play a little bit of both when I'm out playing for people.
Yep. You know, that's what I'm hearing more and more for the more musicians that I talk with is that... You got to give the listeners and the audience.
Yeah.
But if you're able to slip in one, you know, once they're really into it, and then you slip in an original, and they're like, ooh, that was really good.
Right. And you got to read the room, too. If it's more high energy, you don't want to play one of your slow songs that no one knows. I mean, you know, you want to entertain. So.
Right. Like James Taylor.
I'm always down for some James Taylor. Can't really go wrong there, so.
Oh, that's so awesome. So why don't we get into a tune? We're teasing the listener so much here. So,
yeah.
All right. Is this going to be a cover or an original?
Oh, this will be an original.
Sweet.
Am I set up right here?
There you go. And however you need to adjust there.
Cool.
Okay. Right. Ethan Stuff here on KTW. Oof. I said it wrong. Stoof. Like hoof.
Shuff.
Shuff.
There you go.
Shuff.
It's tricky. Yeah, don't worry. I've heard it said a million different ways.
I know, but this is your debut on KTWH. We want to get it right.
For sure, for sure.
All right, here we go.
All right. This one's called Boyhood. Take you down tonight through memories that spark like a firefly to a time that even young folks will probably know, to a time when we ruled the world and ran the show. Catch fish in a river, bike down gravel routes, sneak across the lake to get to the rich girl's house. Growing up on brats and beans and sauerkraut and all those things that we did just fine without. I recall once we ran from this angry guy, hid into the woods cloaked under a moonlit sky, getting mud and dirt and rocks
rocks all up in our hair. Man, boyhood sure did us good back there. Here's a photograph of him right before the war, right before his first and last and only tour. Well, he died the same man I always knew, fighting for something that he believed was true. Well, he married when he was just 19 years old. Gave her his ring of silver and his heart of solid gold. He liked music that rocked and movies where the good guys won. Drive around and say hi to everyone. Says I told you this because you have his eyes. Young and strong and just longing for a simple life. Well, I gotta get going, cause I got things going on. But enjoy your boyhood, son, before those days are gone. Before they're gone, 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 yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. You don't hear me not being able to talk very often. Oh my gosh, Ethan.
I appreciate that.
Oh my goodness. The visual, I was getting all these images from each line that you were swimming across the lake to meet the rich girl. Given his ring and his heart of gold, that made me tear up a little bit.
Wow,
oh my gosh, that was absolutely fabulous. Oh wow, this is Ethan Shelf here on KTWH 99.5 FM, musician from Duluth, and we're honored to have him play in Two Harbors from time to time, and here in the studio this morning. Oh my goodness. So what is your process of writing? Because that was an original.
Yep.
Do you just have, like, notes everywhere, and or does an idea come to you?
It's tough. I mean, I'm sure for most musicians it comes in a lot of different ways here and mm-hmm. there. But, yeah, my biggest thing is when I think especially the songs that I feel most represent me and, like, what I'm trying to put out there, you know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times it's driving. Going for a drive, and I get a melody in my head, and I sing it out, figure it out, and then usually there's a line that, for whatever reason, the melody just brings the lyric out of you. And then, and then usually I get that and I sit on it for like a day, and then I will sit down and actually write, the rest of the lyrics, find another part of the song.
Wow, you slacker. It takes you a whole day to get the song written?
Sometimes it takes like a month to get the song done.
You got to step up your game a little bit.
I know. I'm struggling.
No, that's awesome.
But yeah, so.
Oh, my goodness. So, you play the guitar, so is that your only instrument? And what started first, the vocal and your interest in songwriting or playing the guitar?
Oh, definitely. So definitely playing guitar was first.
Okay.
And guitar is the only instrument I would say I can actually play properly. Okay. You know, if I was sitting with someone and they said, play this, I could figure it out. But okay. I also am trying to get better at steel guitar and banjo. Those are the other two I try to play more. So that's a fun, more of a side thing, you know, just when I want to learn something new and work on
right.
something different. But in terms of the singing and playing guitar, yeah, like I said, guitar was first. I always loved classic rock and classic country especially, so I got a guitar when I was like 12 or 13, and then so I was playing guitar for a really long time, never really did any singing with it until, gosh, I mean, I didn't start thinking I could sing with it until about a year or two ago.
Oh,
so,
my goodness. Yeah. So how did you break out, like, doing gigs locally?
Well, I started out, a lot of Duluth musicians start, I think. I started at Wuso's Cafe
nice.
In Duluth.
Nice, Jason is yep. the dude to hook up
yeah,
with.
So
yep.
I played an open mic there. My first time playing for anyone was actually back there in November of 2022.
Okay.
So this past school year, I went down there. I remember I was nervous as could be, mm-hmm. even though I'm sure most people were just milling around, not caring who was up there. But
you take it serious. This is your thing.
Yeah,
so
I really do. So
yeah.
That's why I just remember how nervous I was. But mm-hmm. yeah, I went up there and it went well. And I liked that it made me. You know, I liked that it made my heart race and stuff,
mm-hmm.
so I kept going back. And then from there, I think my first real gig for just me was actually at Boomtown Restaurant in Duluth. So
yep.
shout out to Boomtown for it was on Mother's Day. That's what it was. So, and from there, yeah, just picked up other places. So
right. Oh, that's so amazing. So at Russo's, after you started playing, did people stop milling around and like? Actually pay attention to that amazing
sure.
voice.
I'm not sure because the lights on that little Russo
yeah.
stage blind me. I have terrible eyesight and they blind me so bad.
Okay.
So
well I'm gonna
I'm
go
sure,
with yes, they were all stopped in their tracks and
let's
they were
hope so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Their mouth was agape and they were like, oh my gosh, we need his autograph. So when he comes to be the big dude, we can say we knew him when. Yes, we are lucky that you came to UMD for school and then you decided to stay here. So what did you go to school for?
I went to school for something very unrelated to music. I went for economics.
But you know what? For musicians and working artists,
mm-hmm.
to have that economic business
yeah.
sense is really sometimes what kind of... doesn't allow them to flourish because
right, yeah.
it's I'm all about my art and oh
no,
who needs to understand finances or whatever
right.
or the economics of
they think it'll just work out
right
yeah.
So actually that is related because you have that different background so see I knew you were going to be a success. I could just tell already. Oh my goodness. So we were talking off air that this radio deal isn't completely strange to you that you had a podcast in high school. Share with listeners what that's all about.
Yeah, so I mean, podcasts have been around for quite a few years now, of course. I mean, I think some started back in like 2010,
oh
the oldest
my gosh,
ones. But
that's so long
well,
ago.
Yeah, I mean, for you, I mean, for the modern era, yeah. But not trying to call you old or anything.
You are calling me old. That's awesome for the modern
no.
era.
But no, so they haven't been around for too long. But I, in terms of at least popularity, you know, now when you talk to people, everyone has a podcast
right,
they
exactly.
like. And that's kind of what I meant by that. But I, in high school, you know, you have like the class that works on the yearbook or whatever. For us, it was called desktop publishing.
Okay.
We had a lot of people and... I had a very good friend of mine, Ben Kelm. I told him to listen to this, so Ben, if you're listening, you know what I'm talking about. But we were both just into podcasts and talking, and we thought we would have good ideas to, like, talk about and share with people. So our teacher was a super cool guy, Mr. Lunston, and we just said we want to do a podcast, and we had no idea how to do one, and he just showed us how to do it, and we kind of got right into it. But, yeah, it was very fun. So
what was the topic then?
It just changed by you know by the week.
Okay.
It was a weekly thing, and we talked about school events too.
Okay.
All the sports stuff, whatever extracurriculars were going on.
Okay.
Fun stuff going on in the area, but then each episode we picked different things. You know, we'd talk about sports one episode, and then music another, and
gotcha.
Just whatever two high school guys are into.
Right.
You know, that's what it was.
And
so.
You know, we actually have a youth program. a plug here for KTWH, that students on Fridays, because we don't have school on Fridays in Two Harbors, and they can come in, and if they want to produce their own show, if they want to just get used to being behind the microphone. And so that experience
that's
is
super cool.
Yeah. And be, you know, that's, we've had people go off to be sports announcers and all kinds of wonderful stuff. So
yeah.
Yay, that's super exciting. So you're not quite at the point where you are gigging all the time as a full time. So are you using your economic background in there?
I'm trying to. Yeah, just in a weird position right now with like wrapping up the last couple of gigs. Because when I just scheduled a bunch back in like, you know, when I decided I thought I could try and play somewhere, I just emailed like everywhere I could in the area. So kind of like finishing up that. And then I am in touch with a guy who's going to help me try to get a lot more. And I think that'll be great. And to get out of the area to travel a little bit, to spread it around. So that's kind of like the next step I'm looking at. But yeah. Not full time doing it as of right now.
But. Right, but that's amazing. So, do you have a Facebook page or a website or a way that listeners can follow your schedule?
Absolutely, yeah. I try to post any upcoming gigs on my Facebook and my Instagram. Both of them are just my first and last name. That's Ethan Ethan Schoof Schoof. So. Can follow me there on Ethan Schoof. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. And of course, you can always contact us here at the station and we can share this information as well. All right. We have a tish more time. Do you have time for just one more song to bring us out?
Yeah, I can do one more.
All right, Ethan, thank you so much for coming in and starting your morning with us. And this is not the first time you're going to be in studio.
All right.
I can guarantee that.
Good.
Thank you so much. And what are you going to play for us going out?
This is another original. This is really the first one I ever played for like a public audience. It was at a UMD talent show back in February. But this one's called Meet Me by the River. So.
All right, sweet. Ethan Schoof on KTWH 99.5 FM.
Meet me by the river at dawn, singing some old gospel song. Wearing your blonde hair down so long just for me. Adorned with a crown of flowers, come with the love that is ours. No amount of strength or earthly power could stop us. Oh, I will have a time floating till the river runs dry, leaving the world behind, just you and I. Every single thing that breathes air weakens at the sight of your stare, hoping for a chance at a maiden so fair they pray. split in two, I'd still be sitting with you. Just us and a dog in our little canoe is enough. Oh, how we'll have a time floating till the river runs dry, leaving the world behind, just you and I. So meet me by the river at dawn, singing some old gospel song. Where